This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Tribal communities in Wisconsin haven't seen a spike in COVID-19 cases like some in other parts of the country, but Native Americans are among the groups at higher risk for contracting the virus and the complications that go along with it. As cases have surged across the state, tribes are remaining vigilant. Danielle Kading has more.
Here for COVID testing? I'm going to have you go right.
A man directs cars lining up for a drive-through testing event in Red Cliff. Larry and Alice Derrigan have been waiting in line for about an hour. The two are members of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, and they wanted to get tested just to be safe. He's 80 and she's 76 years old.
I have a heart problem and I have high blood pressure and I'm a diabetic, so she's healthier than I am.
I don't really have blood pressure or anything like that, but I've had a couple little problems with my heart, but nothing serious.
But they are serious about taking precautions like doing daily temperature checks and wearing masks. They stick pretty close to home. Both are concerned because they know they're at higher risk, and coronavirus cases have grown since the state opened up. That's why testing is so important, according to Red Cliff Tribal Chairman Rick Peterson.
Testing is going to be a huge part of learning that, if anybody within the community has it. And then proper precautions can be taken to contain it.
A number of factors place Native Americans at higher risk for the virus, according to Jessica Atwell. She's an infectious disease epidemiologist with the Johns Hopkins Center for American Indian Health. Those include large families living under one roof or high rates of underlying health conditions.
So things like diabetes and heart disease. So when those conditions are present on top of the environmental factors, it can lead to increased risk.
In Wisconsin, Native Americans have higher rates of diabetes than the overall population. Joan Delabrew says diabetes is common on her reservation. She's the chairwoman for the governing body of the Menominee Tribe. Health rankings show Menominee County, where her tribe is located, has the worst outcomes statewide. And Delabrew says the vast majority of their roughly 9,000 members are aging.
We can have one or two, sometimes three generations living in the same household. So you have a wide variance of ages, a high variance of risk factors, and they're all in the same household, so COVID could be very devastating.
The Menominee Tribe worked with the Stockbridge-Muncie community and National Guard to conduct mass testing in May. Delabrew says that was key for their reopening plans because the tribe's clinic didn't have the capability to test that many people due to limited supplies from Indian Health Service. The federal agency's Bemidji Area Director, Daniel Fry, says tribal members in the region are being tested at a higher rate than the rest of the country.
Although there were some difficulties with testing at the forefront, we have multiple platforms to test now.
He points to rapid tests that have been provided to every tribe in Wisconsin and support from the state to conduct testing. Indian Health Service has also distributed around $31 million to the state's 11 tribes through the CARES Act and other coronavirus funding. Fry feels the agency's response has been adequate. But tribal advocates say the agency has been historically underfunded. Spending has increased in recent years, but the amount of money spent on care for individuals is less than other federal programs like Medicare and Medicaid. Atwell, the epidemiologist with Johns Hopkins, says there needs to be a better grasp of the longstanding racial and health disparities among tribal communities.
And resource limitations that put these at greater risk for pandemics like this one and have done so in the past and will do so in the future unless we can work together to address those underlying challenges.
Tribal health advocates are urging Congress to provide more funding to help tribes with coronavirus response in its next relief package. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.